Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Best show.
Hey, I got something for the topic.
Okay. What do you got? The topic being, am I the only one on Earth?
Am I the only one on Earth who thinks that In-N-Out Burger is just okay?
Yeah, I think there's a few of these burger places that, like, the cult around them.
Oh, yep.
Where it's like Shake Shack.
Oh, gotta go to Shake Shack. Oh, my God.
Oh, hey, let's go to Shake Shack. It's only a 90-minute wait.
Yeah.
Oh, it's our lucky day. There's only 50 people online in front of us. What a lucky.
Yes.
Man, we lucked out today.
Oh, okay. I waited for 50 minutes for this thing. Yeah. Here we go. That's a milkshake.
Yeah. Oh, a hamburger.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I love the cult. It's like we are now living in a burger. I think America is burger. The economy might be burger based.
It is.
I think we are living. That's our top export, I think.
It is. And are you following this Impossible Burger stuff that's going on?
Yes.
Well, I've had a couple of them, and I think they're really good.
They are good.
But apparently it's exploded so that they can't keep up with demand.
Yeah. Yeah. They can't keep up with demand. I guess they can't. It's hard to make a patty that is $7, I guess.
Right? I wish it was more expensive.
Oh, you want to, you're the person, then you are the only one on Earth for that. You wish an Impossible Burger cost more.
I do. And I'll tell you, this is between us.
Yeah.
I've got friends who are higher ups in the food industry.
Uh-huh.
The word on this thing is that it isn't meatless.
Uh-huh.
There's traces of werewolf flesh in those burgers.
In an Impossible Burger.
Yes.
So that is that why they call them Impossible Burgers?
I think so, because people don't know. People think it's impossible that werewolves exist.
Yeah. So legally they can get by with that, I guess.
Exactly.
It's very crafty. And I guess is there a werewolf shortage now? Is that why they're...
I feel like I've heard that too.
Imagine this company finally gets these burgers to take off where people want them, and they're actually getting people to, like, pay as much as they are for them, and then they don't have enough of them.
I know.
Hang tight. Hang tight, everyone. Just hang tight.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
They're on the way, guys.
I had one the other day. No lie.
Yeah.
$14.
For an Impossible Burger.
Yes.
Maybe that's another part of it. It's impossible to afford.
It could be. I don't think it's going to be long before the banks are going to be offering Impossible Burger loans.
Or you go in and you have to be like, I was hoping to get 8 Impossible Burgers over the next month, and I just want to, here's the business. Here's my prospectus.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Eating is going to be really hard in the future. Yeah. It's hard now.
The bank manager would say, don't you just, I can't help you out with the Impossible Burger, but I, if you want a car, I can help you out with that. Or a home. Like, I can help you swing that. This bank is not prepared to make a commitment, an Impossible Burger level commitment to you.
It's a lot to ask.
Yeah. Hey, you didn't say what your name was, did you?
Oh, I guess I didn't. I'm sorry. My name's Danny Werp.
Danny Werp.
Yep.
Danny Werp. I know that name. Danny. Wait. You're the guy who you won the lottery last, the Newbridge Mega Power Puck lottery, right? Last week?
I did, yep.
$13 million?
13 big ones, yep.
Oh my God, how does it feel to win $13 million, Danny? Congratulations.
It's incredible. Thank you. It's incredible. You know, it's life changing, and you know, it's something you always fantasize about, but you never think it's going to happen. But I really got lucky, and I'll tell you, that money came so close to pulling me out of debt. It was really helpful.
You won $13 million, and you're still struggling with debt.
I am.
How could you? How is that even possible to have that kind of debt?
Tom, have you ever been to Bagnano's Pizza out on Quiet Riot Boulevard?
Well, no, you know, I really don't get over that to that part of town since they imploded the old Newbridge Mall, really.
Right.
And, you know, it's so strange. That was called Chestnut Pike, I think is what it was.
It was, yeah.
And they never reverted back to calling it Chestnut Pike after Quiet Riot, the band Quiet Riot, stopped being popular.
Yeah, it was that thing where, you know, back then they would give the key to the city to like a band or something, or a singer who was on, you know, who was really lighting up the charts, and I guess in lieu of a key presentation, they changed the name of Chestnut Pike to Quiet Riot Boulevard. This was like 82 or 3. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, their popularity was like, what, like 3 years max? And then, for whatever reason, they never changed it back. It's very weird to say Quiet Riot Boulevard.
That is really strange. And, I have heard of Bagnano's.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I have a couple friends who have eaten there, and they described it as being kind of weird, I guess is how they described it.
Oh, well, that hurts a little bit because I'm the owner of Bagnano's Pizza.
You're the owner of Bagnano's Pizza?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well,
you said it was weird. They said it was weird.
That is how they referred to it.
Well, one man's weird is another man's unique dining experience, if you ask me.
Okay. All right. Well, how then would you explain describe the unique dining experience that you would get at Bagnano's Pizza?
Well, we all know of Paul Bunyan, right? The giant sized American folk hero.
Sure.
You know, he was like a woodsman, mm-hmm. but he was giant. He was huge.
Yes.
Okay. Imagine if Paul Bunyan had a pizza making Italian cousin. That's Paul Bagnano.
Okay. Well, that's a little bit of a leap to imagine that, but I'm imagining.
I don't think it is.
Okay. So imagining. Okay. So yeah. He's got a pizza make. Okay. Go ahead.
He does. He's got a full Italian restaurant. Mm-hmm. And imagine if he served giant Paul Bunyan-sized portions of pasta, salads, and above all, pizza.
Okay.
And imagine if his catchphrase was, it's a big a pizza.
It's a big a pizza.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know about that last.
rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, it's kind of got a Mark E. Smith feel to it.
Who?
The guy, this band, The Fall, was, he would always add like a pizza.
Wait, he had a song called Pizza?
No, but he would do things like that. Never mind. So, like, what okay. kind of pizza are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about, well, you know, any kind of pizza that you want, only our sizes are a little bigger. Like, our small is a 24-inch.
24-inch?
Yes.
That's a small.
That's a small. And then we've got a medium is a 32.
Okay.
And then the large is a 48-inch.
A 48, that's like a car, like a truck tire.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And our deep dish is even thicker than a truck tire.
Oh, it's actually thicker than a truck tire.
It is. That's one of our other mottos.
Okay. Thicker than a truck tire?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say pizza thicker than, it just says thicker than, which might confuse people because they don't know what it is.
Yes.
Like, what's thicker?
I am already confused. You're explaining it to me in detail, and I'm still a little confused by
it. That's a good note. I'm writing that down. Make sure it denotes that it is about the pizza.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. We do pasta. We've got, like Buca di Beppo. They have family style.
Yeah.
We do that too, only ours is quadruple XL family style.
Okay.
So, like, basically, if you get a large, whatever, penne and the red sauce, that could feed a neighborhood.
And that's how you serve that's the way you serve it.
Oh, yeah. A single side salad can feed a family of six.
It's a side salad.
Yes.
Not even like a large.
Right? No side.
Uh-huh.
Imagine what our regular Caesar is.
Yeah.
It's giant. It's like a mid-sized backyard swimming pool size.
Filled with salad and Caesar and the dressing.
Don't forget that dressing.
Uh-huh.
It's thick and there's a lot of it. Uh-huh. And our sodas.
Yeah.
Each soda comes in a keg.
Each soda, that's like not a soda. Like, so if I say like, yeah, can I get a Diet Coke?
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Right. Oh, yeah, here you go. And then, you know, we have a hand truck, and then someone brings out the keg on the hand truck.
Uh-huh.
Right. I'll tell you, man, our stuff is so big that, remember Kobayashi, the hot dog guy?
The competitive eating champion, yes.
Yes, yeah. He came in, he could only eat 1/16th of his manigault.
He ordered the
manicotti.
Yeah, he ordered the manicotti or manigault, as you just said, and he could only eat one.
So not Italian when
he could eat only 1/16th of it.
1/16th, and he's a professional. He's a champion eater.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Was he just like? Yeah. Was he shocked or?
Well, he was shocked, and then he was sickened.
Okay.
Yeah, he got sick.
Okay, so well, he that's. Yeah. Yeah,
but you know, it's we have something for everyone. You know, we have something for all intents and purposes.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what's that?
We have something for all intents and purpose.
All okay. It's not porpoise.
Oh no, but it is, Tom, and it's all intents because there's a lot of people who live in tents.
So you mean in space tents? T-E-N-T-S.
Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you think I meant?
Intent.
Oh no! There's a whole tent community, and they love the Italian food. So we prepare our food for them, and we deliver to the tents.
So you deliver food to people who live in tents.
That's right. Yes, and we also have a special pasta for porpoises. Porpoisei, I guess that is.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's pizza, but it's got crab meat in the crust.
So it's got crab meat in it, which is appealing to the porpoise.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sure. Well, that I've never heard the. I'm not sure what's more shocking: a crab meat crust filled pizza, or that you sell pizza that you know porpoises enjoy, or that you sell pizza to porpoises.
Well, if they have the money, mm-hmm. and they can make the call, uh-huh. then I'll come to where they are.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, our delivery covers the entire Newbridge Bay area.
Sure, sure. Well, speaking of money, and it must be pretty expensive to run a place where the portions are so giant-sized.
Oh, you have no idea. I mean, it's not just the portions that are huge. Everything in Bagnano's is huge. You know, the furniture, it's built for giants, basically, you know, to keep up with the theme. And I'll tell you, that big guy from the Arcade Fire was in a few weeks ago, and he looked like a little Ken doll sitting at his table.
The main guy?
Yeah, he's big.
Basketball man?
I think he had a jacket on that said Basketball Man on the back.
Yeah. Do you think that guy would give up being in Arcade Fire to get to play, to be like a scrub on an NBA team?
Absolutely. I think he'd give it all up.
To just be a guy who comes off the bench only in like blowouts.
Yeah, yeah. And then we're up by 42.
Yeah, and then the fans chant his name like sarcastically because they just want to see the 12th man get in the game.
Arcade Fire, dude. Arcade Fire, dude.
Yeah. That, so, but he was in and he looked, because he's a tall guy, he looked tiny.
He's a tall guy, he looked very tiny. And, you know, it's not just the furniture either. You know, everything's huge and, you know, everything costs a ton of money. The ovens are huge and they're coal fired, so it's massive coal. I'll tell you, Trump was talking about coal is back. Coal is back, and it's back at Bagnano's. I wish we could do something else because we have like 13 guys who are on 24-hour coal shoveling duty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's like a railroad. Yeah.
If this thing fails, I'm going to change it to railroad pizza.
Uh-huh.
Because who doesn't want pizza that's cooked on a railroad?
Yeah. So tell me more. So you got guys just shoveling coal in, all like to keep those ovens going?
Oh yeah, it's crazy. And a couple of them have died.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell anyone. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, don't.
It's tell hard me. Work. It's very sure. hard work.
Yeah, it sounds.
So yeah. I mean, that's why I'm still in debt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a pretty, I can see why, and, you know, but, you know, I'm going to just say you probably could save a lot of money if you just maybe made a couple adjustments and started serving, like, regular-sized food, you know, because if the portions are as big as you're saying they are, there's, like, no way that, like, a normal person is eating all their food. Right?
No, that's true. It's true. But that, you know, that's what we are. And I'll tell you, every day we throw out enough food to feed a small army.
Uh-huh. You throw that food out. Well, why?
We do.
What would stop you? You should be giving that food, like donating that food to like a local shelter.
Well, we've tried to do that on several occasions, but we got turned down.
Uh-huh. Why would they turn down that much free food?
They said the quality of food isn't good enough.
What's that?
They said the quality of the food isn't good enough.
The quality of the food isn't good enough.
Yeah, look, I mean, these portions are so huge. And, you know, for consistency and everything, you know, because it's so much food, there's a lot of what we call fillers in the food.
Uh-huh. Okay, like what?
Well, I don't want to get into that, but let's just say I've been back and forth with the health department for months about what constitutes the word edible.
Okay. And you go back and forth with them.
Sometimes, yeah. It's like, come on, I'll give me a break on this. And they will for a little bit, and then, I don't know, something happens. Maybe someone got an upset tummy or something, and they complained, and then they're back at my door.
Yeah.
You know, but so that's a real struggle. And, you know, we don't have a lot of repeat customers. I admit that. It's an enticing thing when you find out what Bagnanos is and the concept. People come in, and honestly, they don't always come back. So we're doing what we can in terms of entertainment to bring new people in.
Okay, what are you doing in the way of entertainment?
Well, you know, we've had bands. This Friday, I'm very excited. We have Wurstinger coming in.
Uh huh. Wait, what's that?
Wurstinger?
What is Wurstinger?
Yeah. Oh, they're amazing. These guys replicate note for note and the entire look of classic December 1982 to March 1983 era Badfinger featuring Joey Molland.
Uh-huh. Okay, the band.
Yeah.
The band from the 70s who, at a point, I think there was only one dude left. So
well,
this is
early 80s.
Okay, yeah, but they spilling into the 80s, they kept going. So they, Wurstinger does late period Badfinger.
They do, yeah.
Uh-huh.
They do. And I'll tell you, man, the bassist, he is a dead ringer for Rick the Hat Reed.
Okay, is that a member of Badfinger?
Well, he was a member of a bad singer from December 82 to March 1983.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's a real get, huh?
That's going to be big, and tickets are only $35.
Okay.
Yep. And every Thursday, I've got Cody Marley, the redneck reggae DJ.
Okay. Cody Marley.
Yeah, he's great.
Uh-huh.
It's cool, like, you know, he's this... Do you remember a guy? He was very briefly on MTV. He was the original host of Headbangers Ball. His name was, what was his name? Oh, my God. What was his name?
Of Headbangers Ball.
It was like Tank. He had a one-word name.
Smash?
Smash! That's it!
Yeah.
He looks like Smash, so he's kind of like a southern kind of looking guy, like kind of burly, almost like Larry the Cable Guy, too. But... he plays really great reggae.
Okay.
And so it'll be like, just off the top of my head, he's like, all right, that was Max Romeo with War in a Babylon. Before that, we heard U-Roy with King Tubby Skank. Here's one that's bound to crush all the Bumbaclot out there. This is Bob Bunny and Steppin' Razor with Duffy Conqueror. And then, you know, he'll play the record and... It's great, but I'll tell you, his sound system is so thumping.
Yeah.
And the bass is so powerful.
Yeah.
That it does make people vomit.
His sound system, which is just like the DJs have their own sound systems.
Huge bass.
And his.
Right. It drives people nuts, and they go number two, but they also go number four.
Which is what?
I can't say it on. Okay. I can't. There's a law that says you can't even say it in public. So I'm not going to.
Please, surely
not going to say on the radio.
I don't want to know what number four is.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You know, we also had hardcore punk shows every Sunday afternoon for a while, but things got really out of hand. And I'll tell you, this last Mother's Day was a total mess.
You had a hardcore show on Mother's Day.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. At the height of the Mother's Day rush hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were like five old ladies that had to go to the hospital.
Because kids are totally... There's a pit, I'm assuming, in your restaurant?
Oh, yeah, it's a circle pit.
Uh-huh.
And you know, of course, that has always happened. Someone calls out for a reverse circle pit. And that kind of throws the whole momentum out of whack. And I guess some of the guys got out of the rhythm of it, and a couple of them took out, you know, an entire table of of mothers celebrating Mother's Day, and a bunch of them had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, like they wiped. Oh, that's terrible.
so I'm getting sued for that too. So you know, you see where that 13 mil's going.
Yeah. Oh no. I'm getting a pretty clear portrait of what you're up against here.
Right. Right. We have stand up comedy sometimes too. You know,
oh, that's
and
good.
Stand up comedy. I don't know if you know this. It's taking over. It's all over the place.
Stand up comedy.
Yes, it's really big now. And as a matter of fact, I heard that there's this one scripted TV show about it. I wonder if there'll be more someday.
I always say to myself, and this is something I can't be alone on this. I'm always just like,
right.
This stand up comedy profession. Sure, I could just watch someone do stand up comedy, right? But
right.
I want to know everything but the stand-up.
You want to know what their lives are like.
I want to. The stand-up comedy part of a stand-up comic's life is the least interesting thing to me at this point.
Absolutely agreed.
I want to see them traveling to the show.
Right.
Like booking the thing and figuring out what like their guarantee is and what that means in terms of a sellout. If that.
Right.
You know, and like. What kind of like drink tickets they get or
right who's middling,
yeah, or maybe they're middling.
The ultimate insult. No what's worse than middling? When you open, what's that called?
When you host, when you host the show,
you host that,
you're
that,
the MC.
That's bad.
Yeah
MC. Ooh.
Yeah.
The ultimate indignity. I know there are kids working in diamond mines in Sierra Leone, but that's a worse fate, I think.
To be an MC at a stand-up comedy show.
Yep.
Sure. Yes. I don't think you'd get an argument from anyone.
No. I also love to see comedians flyering.
Really spreading the word about the show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's very exciting.
Speaking of TV.
Yeah.
I got in trouble with HBO the other night because I charged extra for people to watch the Game of Thrones finale during the late dinner service.
Okay. You were charging extra.
I was. It was just like $25 extra.
$25.
Their screens are big.
$25 a person.
Yes.
To watch a television show.
It's not just a television show. It's the television show with the coffee cup in it.
That's true. It is.
I heard there was a water bottle in the last one.
I heard that also.
Who's doing this?
Somebody needs to. I guess that person is probably lucky the show's over now because they would have been canned along. They would have just been canned.
I think you're right. And I heard that the reason the quality control was so slack on this last whatever month of episodes is that everyone in charge was already moved on to their next big project, which we all know, all these people, all these big wigs, they're doing the Wacky Packages film.
So the Game of Thrones crew,
right,
has moved over to a movie about Wacky Packages?
Yes. Have you heard about this?
I have not heard about this Wacky Packages movie.
Oh, yeah. It's, John Travolta is playing the inventor of Wacky Packages.
Okay.
And then, what's his name? What's his name? The guy who's in every movie. Michael Shannon.
Oh, Michael Shannon. Okay.
Michael Shannon and the other guy who's in every movie. What's his name? J.K. Simmons?
J.K. Simmons, yes.
They have this face-off thing. Remember face-off that Travolta was actually in?
Yeah.
They have this face-off thing going where they're, like, doing that, but they're also, they've also stolen the Wacky Packages formula from Travolta.
Okay. Yeah. The the formula to come up with Wacky Packages?
Yes.
So what you're saying is that, like, They somebody steals the thing that allows you to come up with something along the lines of Belch's grape jelly.
Yeah, never ready batteries.
Yeah. Or like Mop and Glop.
Yes, yeah.
That they...
and
because they had, like, the secret... they had the secret, and now anyone could come up with Blisterine.
Exactly, yes, yes. And, you know, because he put so much time into that.
Mm-hmm.
And now anyone can do it, and it just isn't fair.
Yeah. It isn't fair that anyone could just do Head and Boulders shampoo.
It's like, it takes a certain skill to come up with Captain Crud.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I guess so. Or, you know, like Land
of... Unlucky Charms?
Yeah, Land of Quakes Butter.
Yup, yeah. It's, you know, it's an art form. It really is.
Sure.
You know, like that Dairy Queen thing, the Buzzard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yes, which is a send-up of the Blizzard.
Exactly. Yeah. Or like another fine breakfast cereal, Fruity Pebbles.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what the movie's about.
It is, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That sounds but like a good movie.
I think it is, but, you know, I'll tell you, I also charge people for the final episode of this season's Barry.
Okay.
And Bill Hader found out about it, and he was very cool. All he wanted was a vat of chicken parm.
So he kind of settled out with you with, like, a side deal.
Exactly, yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's thoughtful.
It is.
So
I need you to be thoughtful.
Okay. How so?
I need you to do some radio spots promoting Bugnano's Pizza for me.
What?
I don't know. You got to work in the pizza thing. It's a bigger pizza. Just riff on that a little bit.
So I want to hear.
Please.
This is a job, right? Though this is like a.
Well, define job. What's your definition of a job?
Well, if I do this, it would be in exchange for money.
Would you define a 24-inch pizza as money?
I would not call a 24-inch pizza money. No, I would call that food.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Fine. Wait, what? What's going on?
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, man. I just saw one of the thugs from Quint City Food Suppliers outside my window.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. You think the Colonelinos are barbarians when it comes to debt collecting?
Yeah.
These guys would not think twice about slashing your haunches if you're late on a payment. And, boy, am I late. I mean, I give new meaning to the word late.
Mm-hmm. You give new meaning to the word late.
I do. Okay. I do. Uh-huh. So look, here's how this is going to work.
Yeah.
You got to let me come hide out at the Best Show office.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Because there's no way they will ever think to look for me there because they, you know, like 99.9% of the rest of the public has no idea the Best Show exists.
Oh, that's charming. That's nice. That's nice. So, like 99.9% of the... What is that?
Oh, my God, Tom, you gotta save me!
What is that?
They're wheeling one of those giant bologna slicing machines up the driveway, and they're gonna slice me! Oh, no!
I don't want you to get sliced, Danny. I mean, that's...
Oh, no! I'm totally scared, but I'm also confused because I don't know how they're powering that thing.
You'd think there'd be some sort of outlet needed, right? Hello? Oh, wow, man, that's bad. Oh, no, he's gone. I hope he didn't get sliced by the bologna slicer. That is bad news, man.